Okay, folks, our next act formed in 1999, and since then, they've been taking traditional string band music into the modern era. Now, they come from five different states, which could be a problem, except they've been tearing the road up so much that they get to rehearse every day on stage. They did a prestigious main stage showcase at the IBMA World of Bluegrass back last fall. They played three big sets at the South by Southwest Music Convention. And they're here today to perform at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, put your dancing shoes on and welcome Rounder recording artist Uncle Earl.
And all my ways are excited about coming back here this year, and we've only done two songs on the stage, and I'm already so happy I can hardly stand it. You all look so beautiful. The light is so nice. It stopped raining.
Together when kind of a late evening, say 5 o'clock in the morning, at a festival much like this one, and Abby kind of came up with a little banjo lick, and someone else came up with some chords and melody. Our friend Eric Merrill helped us, and we'd like to play it for you. We call it, for no really good reason at all, we call this song Spatula.
Thank you.
control it yet, your happiness? All right, well, we gotta watch out for her over here, because her happiness is not under control. Hopefully, well, I was gonna say maybe you can help out with that, but probably you can't. Probably this will just increase throughout the weekend. We'll watch
this woman's
happiness get more and more out of control.
In fact, who out there is out of control happy?
It's like an out of control happiness support group.
Oh my god, that's right. Wow. That's what the fences are all around here, is to keep us in, right? Alright, anyway, well, she's gonna come sing a sad song. The only thing that really, the proper antidote for out of control happy is a sad song, and luckily, I guess that's what this kind of string band music is, right? It's happy people singing very sad songs. And here we go. But she's from North Carolina, and she plays the fiddle like crazy, don't you think so? Alright, but she also sings. It's a song called Sleepy Desert. And this is a woman called Raina Gillard.
So just so you know, this song is called Sleepy Desert, but desert refers to a deserter, one who deserts as a desert, not a body of land. It's really sandy. But the song still doesn't make any sense, so I apologize for that. But it's sad, we know that much. Sleepy desert, awake, awake. She's your neighbor. She lives over in High Falls. It's not that far from here, really. Oh, okay. You guys all came from much further away, I take it. Anyway, she's your virtual neighbor. And she plays all the instruments and dances like a crazy woman. Dances like she's going to start a revolution, some might say.
And she's got some CDs here, too.
Yeah, she's got some CDs. She's in other bands besides ours. She's in a very cool band called the Jolly Bankers and another really dreamy girl band called Sometimes Why. Are you still allowed to be called Sometimes Why?
We are for now.
Okay. They're going to have to change their name because someone's going to sue them from Canada. But anyway, for now they're called Sometimes Why.
That's another story.
Please make more noise than humanly possible for Kristen Andreasen. So here's a fiddle tune from Kentucky with some Midwestern lyrics crafted by some members of our own band. It's called Wish I Had My Time Again. Thank you.
She's the one who didn't get the black dress memo on stage here today. It's okay, it's fine, you know. It's a really nice dress and all. The red one. But, anyway, she's gonna sing this next song for you. And actually, there's this band that's closely related to the story of this song. The band's name, the band is playing here at Grey Fox, actually. Its name's King Wilkie. Anybody ever heard of them? Yeah. All right. But we think they're a pretty good band, and they have this, you know, secret weapon guitar player, the one who doesn't sing that much in the band. So you gotta kind of go up to him sometime and, like, try to get him to sing you a song quietly, like your own little song, you know, near an RV somewhere in the campground maybe this weekend.
I've been trying for a long time.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Actually, I've never succeeded at that myself either, but he sent us a demo CD. That's how we heard this guy sing a song. Ted, we call him Ted Wilkie, Ted Pitney, you know, Ted Wilkie. He wrote this song, and he said, "I had you girls in mind," and it was just so sweet that we had to seriously consider recording it. So that's what we did. We recorded it. In fact, we made a whole record in March. It's not going to come out till February, but we made this record. It's almost done, and this song is on it. And anyway, I was talking about this woman in the red dress, right? I was talking about the woman in the red dress. She's going to sing the song. She's from Nashville, Tennessee these days. She plays the banjo. That much is clear. She has her own set on Saturday morning at 11?
Yes.
Yes. She has a set on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. doing her own songs, which happen to be in English and Mandarin Chinese. And if you think I'm making that part up, you should just get up early on Saturday morning and come down and see what I'm talking about. And I think she's ready to sing this song. And it's called The Last Goodbye. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I was going to say that I'm not going to be on this stage alone. I'm going to be playing with some really great folks other than Uncle Earl. I know you'll be greatly disappointed that the ladies won't be up here with me, but I will have a great cellist named Ben Soley up here, a great fiddler named Casey Dreesen,
that's right,
and a really great guitar player named Jordan McConnell, who's also in a band called The Ducks,
yeah,
and also a great banjo player named Bela Fleck. So please come.
Well, there's a reason to set your alarms on Saturday morning, everyone. Give her a hand, everybody. This is Abigail Washburn. Who?
Helping you in the dance department is our bass player,
how can you dance without a big thumping bass back there? She makes her home in Fort Collins, Colorado, and recently we played at a bluegrass festival, and these guys from, I think it was the Bobby Osborne band, came up and said, "We like your bass player." I said, "Oh yeah, well she likes hunting, and she likes beer." And they're like, "Oh, I think we're in love." But I had to tell them, and I have to tell all of you young bachelors out there, she's getting married in a month. Sorry!
To a banjo player, no.
To a banjo player. You have a month to talk her out of it. But in the meantime, please make her welcome, I think first time here at Grey Fox, Miss Erin Coates.
Played for a number of years in a really great bluegrass band that's here this weekend called Hit and Run. So you got to make sure and check them out all weekend.
Yes. Sorry, we had to have a little consultation up here. We're going to play you a fiddle tune from North Carolina called Julianne Johnson. She likes to tune her mandolin. And, oh, she doesn't like to, but she does. Thus, we appreciate it even more. She lives in Lyons, Colorado, Yes, another beautiful spot in the world that we like to go visit. And she's involved with all kinds of cool musical things and has been doing this music for a long time. And she can really break down the whole harmony thing for you, which I certainly could never do. And she plays a bunch of the instruments, actually. She secretly plays the fiddle, she honks on the bass, and she dances, too. She actually taught Kristen her very first clogging steps. And let me see, she's got a couple really beautiful albums of solo original stuff out there on the merch table, where we would love to come and meet all of you later, by the way. And I don't know, anything else you'd like me to tell the nice people? And she's really good at doing drywall and painting as well. In case you need someone to, fix some holes in your wall, this is the woman for you. So she's going to sing you a song right now. Please make lots and lots of noise for Casey Groves.
for one more. You are the best audience ever!
That's Rounder recording artist, Uncle Earl. Should we get him to do one more?
Sunset, am I right? Okay. We were a little confused up here.
I thought maybe they saw Tim O'Brien backstage or something.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be over at the merch table and say a big hello to our friend Rebecca, who's here all weekend selling CDs for us because she's our friend. So
so nice.
And she's a really good fiddle player, so if you have some hot bluegrass session later, you should come find Rebecca and have her play fiddle. You won't regret it. Well, thanks for being such a great audience. Are you guys still out of, wait, what was it, out of control happy? Or like, yeah, out of control happy? Where were those hula hoops? I want to see the hula hoops. That's a true sign of happiness, is a hula hoop. All right, here we go with some Ida Red. Thanks, everybody.
That was Uncle Earl, Rounder recording artist, Uncle Earl. They'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m., so be here for that. The great songwriter Mark Simos once told me that he thought old-time music was the punk rock of the traditional music world. They share the same high energy and anarchic feel. Now, if you buy that, that would make these guys the Ramones of the Americana scene. If you don't buy that, they are certainly pushing string band music into the new century. You heard them here last night on this stage. They're back to give you a second helping. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rounder recording artist Uncle Earl.
sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
staggerly, said George. Would you have a little pity on me? I've got just one gray haired mug here left to weep for me. It's all about that silly Stetson hat. And staggerly, said jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. The lines just goes around my bedside, just creep looking for the Tommy Stetson.
For your uncles. Well, that's sweet.
We think.
Well, who went to our workshop yesterday? Well, we did a lot of Carter family, and I think we should just keep on with the Carter family. And this is a song I learned several years ago at a festival late at night, and someone said, you should sing this one. It's called Gathering Flowers from... Nope, that's a different one. It's Gathering Flowers from the Hillside, not Gathering Flowers from the Master's Bouquet. That's different. We'll do that one later. But because it was so late at night, I learned, let's just say, a very particular version. Let's call it the 4 a.m. version, and it's not the Flat and Scruggs version. So, but if you catch it, sing along. It'll be great to hear you. And I know that you have seen trouble. You're hanging down your head, but you're.
Hi. We'd like to welcome to the stage Joel O'Brien.
Territory, Uncle Earl, and we came to this festival for the first, we keep telling people this as though it's really novel, and everybody's like, yeah, huh? First time ever, we rented an RV, people, a recreational vehicle. That's right, we picked it up in Kingston. We're actually terribly indebted to some friends of ours from a band called the String Dusters that drove it down here for us, because at the last second we chickened out, and me and Casey just felt like we couldn't drive it, I have to admit that. So we thank them for driving it, but it is parked somewhere around here in this campsite. And last night at some point, you know, when the ocean was swelling in that valley over there, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the tide was high, the night was dark, the moon was out, and if you were in the right place, there was like a lone fire torch. And under the shadow of the fire torch was Joel O'Brien, hamboning to the sound of Ben Solee playing the cello pizzicato. And it was just so beautiful. And well, I've known Joel since he was since he was younger than he is now. But he's definitely, definitely his dad's kid. He's got this rhythm that won't stop. And anyway, so I'm glad he came to dance. That was Joel O'Brien. Everybody, Joel O'Brien.
And I will introduce you to the woman that just introduced Joel. She, you've already seen her play the guitar, sing a song, dance. You're gonna see her fiddle. And she writes amazing songs. She has a new album coming out, and you can prepay for a copy to be sent to your home. It's an incredible album produced by Mark Schatz that she did in Maryland with him. A lot of percussive elements to it, but also just great jazzy stuff going on. And Aoife O'Donovan from Crooked Still is on there, and Ruthie Younger from The Mammals. It's just a beautiful album. And Sarah Watkins playing the fiddle. It's just a really great album, and she'll be over there and can tell you more about it, but we'll have that for sale today. She'll come to you at a later date. And
I have a listening station, because I sent the thing to disc makers, you know, it's in the shop being printed. So instead I brought the copy of the master, and you can hear it over there.
Yeah, so come to the listening station afterwards. We'll be over at the merch table, and our dear friend Rebecca is selling CDs and t-shirts and hats. We've got these really cool Uncle Earl hats, if you want to check those out. Anyway, she danced with the Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble for a number of years, and we're really, really glad to get to play with her. Her name is Kristen Andreasen.
Kristen Andreasen.
did last year, and I expect you to sing along.
Xiao Xiao!
But the words are all different this year.
Oh, Xiao Hong Yao Chong Tai Fei Bo Lai.
We're proud to have her in this band, and she also has a solo career that's you're going to be hearing more of what she's doing on her own, writing songs in English and Chinese and playing the banjo with accompaniment with cello and guitar on an album that she has for sale over there. And then tomorrow morning she's back here playing her own set. Is it on the main stage at 11? Main stage at 11 a.m. and she's got a real special group with her actually. She's got cello player Ben Sully. She's also got Casey Dreesen on fiddle, I do believe, who's been here. He was here last night with Tim O'Brien. She's got Jordan McConnell on guitar from the Ducks. And I think she might even have a special guest on banjo that you might have heard of named Bela Fleck.
That's right.
He's coming tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. In case you're wondering whether to come down here that early or not, that's an all-star cast, so I wouldn't miss it. And like I say, we're lucky to have her in our band. That was Abigail Washburn. Welcome some special guests. That's Ben Sully on the cello and the amazing Sharon Gilchrist on the mandolin. And I want to send this next song out to our Uncle Earl crew that is not on the stage right now at this moment, but they are in our hearts always. This is our road manager, Tom Kruger, and our merchandise, beautiful merchandise saleswoman. You must go and meet Rebecca. Paddock? Rebecca Paddock. Rebecca Paddock at the merch tent is... Go have a chat with her if you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Ben Soley on cello and Sharon Gilchrist on men.
Come on, make a lot of noise for Ben and Sharon! So we're going to do a song and I'll feature our fiddle player on the singing. No? And I'm going to pick up the guitar, and we're going to feature the clogger on the singing. But you already met her. But I'd like to introduce, would you like to meet our fiddle player?
Hey, everybody.
Well, she makes her home in Asheville, North Carolina. She's got a couple albums of amazing fiddle music, and her dad's a great old-time fiddle player. And she's a good Midwestern girl. And she's looking forward to going home for the first time in like 6 months or something after this weekend. And she's a whole lot of fun. Please make a lot of noise for Miss Raina Gellert.
I want to send this one out to Danny Barnes, who's on the workshop stage right now. He said he would play along to one of our songs. So Danny, this one's for you, buddy.
I got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now.
Thank you.
dancers. That makes us feel good when you dance. So holding everything together back here is a role that sometimes gets overlooked, but it's very, very important. And we should love her to pieces. Our bass player back here, and she makes her home in Fort Collins, Colorado, the bluegrass capital of the world. And she works in a honky tonk. She can serve you up a beer. You know, I mentioned yesterday she likes beer, and someone brought her beer. So I think we should start mentioning what we all like.
I'd like to mention that I like fine imported green olives.
I like single malt whiskey.
Oh, hello!
So while you're out there, why don't you give a big hand for our bass player, Miss Erin Coates?
Abby is over here running for the microphone. Dark chocolate! Dark chocolate!
Sports cars?
Nice houses? We'll just see what happens. Okay, so we're gonna sing you a song here that comes from Ireland, actually, but we Americanized it by chopping off about half of the nonsense words in the refrain, so I'm sure you appreciate that. There are a few fewer Dolly Dilly Dums in it now than there used to be.
Wait,
wow, they're so, so excited. Yeah, maybe we should have left the nonsense words in for those people.
Yeah.
Next side. It's called Willie Taylor. Dilly dum, dilly dum, 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 dum. of man, dally dilly dum.
Right after our set, we are going to run. We're going to sprint up the hill. And the CDs, let's see. I actually had a hard time finding. It's like sort of behind the coffee, like in this general area over here. Oh, by the pink umbrella. Thank you.
Wow.
And we'd love to meet you. And of course, we'd love to sell you a CD. But more importantly, we'd just like to see you. And we'd love it if you'd sign up on our email list. We send out a monthly newsletter that's fun and filled with silly pictures and gossip and what we like, so you can send it to us. And you've been a great audience, and
I love this new setup too, where you don't really have to leave the festival. You can come look at our CDs and still watch Danny Paisley.
Yeah.
Up next.
So thanks a bunch. We're gonna be here all weekend. This is just the beginning. So thanks for being such a great audience. This is a tune called Black Eyed
That was Rounder recording artist, Uncle Earl.
you.
All right, we're gonna do a sing along now.
Yay!
Yeah. We're gonna do it in key of A. Everybody ready for that? Okay. I've got the key to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. I've got the key to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. Go, Gabriel, get the trumpet. I move on down to the sea. Don't you sound that trumpet until you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. I take old John on the island. I place him in a kettle. Then the angel came from heaven down and told him that the open bowl. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. To the kingdom, the world can't do me no harm. Take old Paul and Silas, I'll place him in jail below. Then the angels came from heaven down and told that the open bowl. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. When I get in trouble, I know I've done no crime. Wake up, Central in glory. Jesus, come to the phone. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys in my bosom. Carry them everywhere I go. I got the keys in my bosom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom.
That was the great Uncle Earl. Go stop by their record tape.
Then just one. All the way across,
yeah.
Because Kristen's so far away. Thank you.
close to the same hands? How many people played both? Gigs or whatever a day or two early, or try to stay a day late. Sometimes we have to be like, I know there's a party after, you know, at Grey Fox, but we really need to go over some new stuff, and we just have to make time when we're on the road. And then twice a year, ideally, we get together at someone's house, or even like a third party, you know, someone who has a nice house, who has a nice house. And we sort of hunker down for a while, and we just play. We pretty much don't get out of our pajamas for 4 days, 5 days. And we learn some new stuff. We try to write together, and that's just how we have to do it. But it seems to be, you know, no one wants to move. We all like where we live, so that's what we got.
When's the new album?
The new album comes out in February.
Right.
Maybe January.
Do you guys have a title?
Not yet. I'm thinking about it. It doesn't make any sense. Repeat the question.
Okay, she said, our very little friend here in the front row said, why do you call a bunch of girls the Uncle Earl Band?
That's exactly why.
We were sort of talking about what exactly this workshop was, and we figured it was probably something to do with old-time music, since we're an old-time band at a bluegrass festival, and so I think we should do some old-timey kinds of things. Actually, not to disappoint you, it's actually most of what we do, but that made it sound really exotic, probably. Ooh, old-timey. And that song, Who's Gonna Shoe Your Pretty Little Foot, that's an old-timey song. It's got all these floating verses in it that you hear in all these different traditional songs, and I like this one, and Abby learned it from a Woody Guthrie recording, and that makes it kind of cool, because it's old-timey and folky that way. Okay,
don't get uncontrollably happy over here.
What did you say? He's getting uncontrollably happy over there. I hear that's happening at this festival. I keep hearing complaints about it. I think next year we should make some t-shirts. Yeah,
Sisters. so central to your old timiness. Could you talk a little bit about your tuning?
In old time fiddling, in particular the Southern Appalachian kind of stuff that I'm pretty into, but somewhat in other places too. For the old time fiddle tunes, there are different tunings that are used. So, whereas the bluegrass guys play in every single key on the face of the earth all the time out of standard tuning, which is utterly astonishing to me. in old time music, we retune the fiddle for certain keys, for certain repertoires in certain keys. And so, and the banjo retunes as well. So when we make up a set list for a show, we always have like a chunk of stuff that's in a certain tuning for the fiddle and banjo. So an example would be the tuning I'm in right now is sometimes called high bass tuning. It's really common D tuning, where you tune your G string up a step to A. So the tuning then is A, D, A, E, instead of G, D, A, E. And there's piles of different tunings.
Lots is there of a good resource for finding that tuning?
Most modern old-time players will put the different tunings for fiddle and banjo in their liner notes.
Because we're nerdy.
And we all learn tunes off of each other's CDs. It's just kind of convenient.
It says fiddle, A-D-A-E.
Yeah.
You're looking at the Uncle Earl liner notes.
Yeah, we've got that in our liner notes.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
For all of you fiddle and banjo nerds, we're trying to help.
Yes.
It's pretty funny though, when Aaron was in a bluegrass band and it was sort of raised more in the bluegrass and country music tradition rather than the old time tradition. So, yeah, when she first started playing with us, like, it would be this big event. We were moving from the key of A to the key of D. You know, oh, stop everything! You know, and she's like, I'm ready.
So yeah, but. Sure, we could do that. Got a request from Abby for a fiddle tune called Julianne Johnson.
This is another open D tuning, and on the banjo it's A D K D E.
See, she and I have all the same notes happening. Isn't that handy?
Thank you.
also mention about these tunings, all these different tunings. I learned early on that part of the reason we keep switching tunings for each key is so that, especially on the banjo, and I imagine so on the fiddle too, is that it's as open as possible, meaning that I can, I don't have to cord up the neck at all. I can, a lot of the strings can be ringing all the time. And it becomes more about the groove with the right hand than necessarily about the melodic lines that are happening with the left. And that's a pretty defining characteristic of old time banjo.
And, and I was also going to say, as far as what the deal is with the retunings, you can play any of these tunes out of standard tuning, but it's part of the traditional sound of these tunes. And even if you're not even hitting the string that's tuned up, for instance, like I can play this tune that I just played without ever actually striking that low string that's been tuned up, but it changes the resonance of the instrument, so the whole thing, it sort of vibrates sympathetically, like a harding or fiddle with the sympathetic strings. And so it just won't sound the same if you play it on a standard tuning. I figured that out when I was first, I grew up with old-time music, and my dad is a really great old-time fiddler, and I sort of went off and started secretly learning old-time tunes and didn't tell him or ask him anything about it. So I was trying to learn tunes all by myself, and I couldn't figure out why when I was playing these tunes where I knew I was playing all the right notes in the melody, it just didn't sound right. And then when I finally talked to him about it, he was like, oh, you're not in the right tuning. That just blew my mind. Everything got a lot easier after that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is that mandolin, because there are eight little pesky strings that are never in tune anyway, it's almost impossible to, like, retune your mandolin. I'd have to have, like, three mandolins, really, to, have that open tuning. So, for certain tunes, like, sometimes I just chord the tune because, it's almost physically impossible, at least for me, I'm not the greatest mandolin player, but it's really creates some really tricky things that on the fiddle, I look at Raina, I'm like, how do you do that? And she's gotta get one finger going. I'm like, I can't do that, So that's my excuse.
Ourselves and we recorded it recently, but we haven't sung it since then. Are we gonna do this?
Alright, you guys are crazy. Okay. We're crazy, yeah. Okay.
B flat minor or every day we'd just wake up and we'd come down and we'd work on some new stuff.
stuff, and we'd record some things, and we'd have dinner, and it was just luxurious to have all the time. But this was one of the things that went down, I don't know, in the middle of the night, one of the last nights, and we were all just standing around one mic. And,
till sundown, 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 few sundown miles, few sundown miles, few sundown miles, till sundown, few more miles. You sold the miles, you sold the miles, you sold the land.
And I'm gonna wake up easy day, gonna wake up
easy in the early.
I'm gonna wake up easy day, I'm gonna wake up
easy in the early.
Are they gone?
You got the last one.
I got the candy.
You got the last candy.
Oh,
the question is, are there stickers left or candy left? I think they need the basket. Hey, I think they need the basket back. But you know, at a bluegrass festival, if anyone offers you a mint, take it. You're witnessing the retuning, part of the all-time band workshop. Now, pay attention. Everyone is tuning.
I'm now in A, E.
D to A.
C sharp B.
This song is a good example of the folk process, because this is a traditional song that has lots of different versions from lots of different places. And Kristen and I both happen to have had this cassette tape that we both listened to a lot, that we both kind of had a version stuck in our heads from our friends. Had a band called the Wandering Ramblers, and they put out an album called Rambling and Wandering. On the Merrimack label, which no longer exists, and they put out this great cassette tape that's sort of a classic old-time, like modern old-time record. And both Kristen and I had listened to it a lot, so we kind of had their version in our head, and then she found some words from Hammond's family, right?
Yeah.
From West Virginia.
Yep.
And so we were sort of piecing it together, and then we were curious about where they'd gotten their version for the Wandering Ramblers, and they said that they got it from Paul Brown, who's a great old-time musician who is also on NPR. You may have heard him. He says, "I'm Paul Brown." He does the news from DC. But every time you hear him now, you can know he's really a great old-time musician. So
he's the source of this song.
So he's the one who kind of made this whacked out arrangement. We whacked it out for him.
Oh,
that was our
what else could a poor boy do? What else could
tune that ran across the group. Where did you learn this?
I learned this from an old 78 record of the Hatton Brothers from Kentucky. And there were dance calls on the original recording, but instead of having dance calls, Abby decided that she needed to write some lyrics about wrongful imprisonment. Slightly different tone. However, delivered with just as much gusto.
We ended up writing a bunch of verses as a band about such things as wrongful imprisonment, and we've been told that John Harford played this tune and wrote words to it as well. We haven't heard that version yet.
And actually, I know someone else who wrote a song based on just the title of this fiddle tune, because the name of this fiddle tune is Wish I Had My Time Again, and it's just such an evocative name for a fiddle tune. It sort of makes you think about all kinds of things. So, yeah. So, you know, you may be inspired to write some words after you hear it. I don't know. You might be inspired to run screaming.
I'm going to back up my microphone, Casey.
Be warned.
This is the song that when we were practicing it, our producer, our esteemed producer, John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin, was inspired to put a pillow over each ear. Because, yeah, you'll see.
Actually, I'll put that photo up on the website. Why do I hold my bow up so high? There's
there's no good reason, and I don't recommend it. It just kind of happened. Yes.
How'd you all find each other?
Personals.
Extremebandmatch.com. Black walks in muddy campgrounds.
Like single malt scotch and walks through muddy campgrounds.
Porta potties. You're great. You're perfect. Single guitar player without band. Vocalist seeks band to travel the country and ride around in a smelly van.
I don't know. I think it was fate and magic that brought us together.
And festivals.
Yeah, really, actually, we all
fate,
had it.
Fate, magic, and festivals.
Various festivals.
And the Augusta Heritage Center. If anyone wants to learn how to play this kind of music and wants a fun place to go for a week in the summer, they have an old-time week where you can go take guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, bass. They have singing as well, and it's really fun. And that's where I met Kristen, when it's like 2 o'clock in the morning on the right Callinghurst porch.
And Casey Groves taught me my first vlogging tip.
And she was wearing really cute overalls and her pigtails or something like that. It was like 7 or 8 years ago.
I think it was 8.
Oh boy.
8 years ago.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah. But that's the truth, actually. We met each other at places kind of vaguely like this.
Yeah.
And then we said, oh, if we want to ever play or see each other again before next summer, we have to have a band.
We better get a gig so we can see each other again.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for facilitating our
social
interaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Abby, you played so far up. Has it changed the
record? Oh, you're talking about the banjo. Oh no, it doesn't change the fingering. It just changes how much room you have for your thumb to strike the drum string, really. Yeah. What it does change is the tone. So down here over the head, it just has a sort of a more resonant sound. You hear that? Sort of more poignant and pointed, thank you.
It's not terribly pointed.
There's something called...
I was going with her. I was like, yeah, pointed. Absolutely pointed.
It's, okay, so we have something in this band called vocabby.
Yes.
You witnessed vocabby.
She's queen of melodramatisms.
You witnessed vocabby right there.
Burning the midnight tire.
Anyway, I would say, I was doing a banjo workshop earlier today and I talked about the round peak tradition, and that being the basic stroke, and I would say most round peak players play up on the neck because it's more poignant. You get it?
Oh, it's so true.
You can hear that, right?
Yeah, that's not pointed at all.
No. It's all baby. It's more percussive. Would you say it's more percussive up the neck?
Questionnaire.
Alright, everyone thinks it's more percussive up the neck. Okay.
Yeah, but what if it's what about the poignancy? I'm really
Let's move on.
Something I could do, you know, about the banjo. I was kind of thinking it could be fun to dance because I have these shoes on it. You know, I changed out of the pool. I have my cute boots.
That's for loud shoes on.
Yeah, but I was thinking. I mean, it could be cool to do like a banjo. Yeah, something, you know, something kind of open, because it's the old time band workshop, something kind of front porchy.
That's absolutely
and poignant.
Thank you.
bunch of keys.
And something worth saying is that dance is a central part of Old Time music. It isn't necessarily a bluegrass music. In fact, bluegrass music can be very difficult to dance to.
Yeah. Bluegrass isn't really about dancing.
Bluegrass is about performance, and Old Time music is more about being together.
Aww, it's so sweet. Not the bluegrass musicians are so
poignant.
Being together.
Yeah. Old Time is poignant.
I think it's just poignant.
A really sort of American improvisational style that a lot of people would call flat footing, which is, you know, your feet are pretty flat and your center of gravity is pretty low. And then sort of the ladder steps that I was doing, they were a little busier sounding. Those were mostly Cape Breton step dancing steps, or Cape Breton influenced, if that is making any sense to anybody who's a dancer out there. But yeah, what happened is people from England, Ireland, and Scotland, mostly, who moved to America and had fiddle music, had dancing, different styles of dancing, but what those countries had in common is that their social dance style was really percussive, and it was about accompanying fiddle music, and it was sort of meant to be, it was informal, it wasn't performance dance, it was meant to be done in a kitchen or in a dance hall, so there isn't a whole lot of stuff going on with the upper body. The basic idea is just to have fun and try to complement whatever music is actually going on, and that's, you know, some of what, like in the north of England, are you talking about like with wooden shoes, that kind of like in waltz clogging, that kind of?
The miners used to wear wooden stone clogs, and they would dance in the cobblestone alleyways.
Yeah, and you know what, that kind of dance, what this gentleman's talking about from the north of England with the wooden shoes, is really directly related to American vaudeville and tap. It's probably more related to vaudeville and tap than to what I was doing, because for whatever reason, there were a lot of, you know, there were British people that hooked up in the cities. So in vaudeville, they do a lot of waltz clog that just comes straight out of England. And the stuff I'm doing is probably a little more related to Irish and Scottish dance that in the Appalachian Mountains, immigrants met up with black people and Native American people. And those two sort of rhythms and traditions changed what was Irish step dancing, which was pretty straight up and pretty held, and made it a little bit more American, a little more cloggy. So that's what clogging is it's Irish and Scottish and British steps mixed up with American multiculturalism, and then mixed up in my head, and then coming out in a different way every time that is not to be expected.
Very, very poignant way.
Yes, very and poignant.
Was it poignant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we have time for just one more real short little thing here. So I think maybe we should just play a fiddle tune.
Yeah.
Short fiddle tune for you. This is a tune that I learned from my friend Tom Sauber, who got it from a recording of a fiddler named Casey Kirchner, who's from Utah. And it's called Bobtailed Mule, but I got it confused with another tune called Bucking Gun. So anyway, we can call it either one, I suppose. They're very similar. And thanks so much for hanging out with us here. This has been great.
Set your alarm tomorrow, get some coffee, do your exercises, and we'll all meet by the front stage and watch Abigail Washburn tomorrow morning. And that will be one of the reasons that we're not hanging out.
We don't like that.
No. Thank you.